This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of December, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you are now at the most auspicious confluence age. Whilst remaining here, you have to remember the new world and make your souls pure. Question. What understanding has the Father given you that has opened the locks on your intellects? Answer. The Father has given you such understanding of this eternal drama that the Godridge locks that had locked your intellects have become unlocked. Your intellects have been changed from stone and made divine. The Father has given you the understanding that each of you actors in this drama has your own eternal part to play. To whatever extent each of you studied in the previous cycle, you will do so now. You will make effort to claim your inheritance. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father sits here and teaches you spiritual children. From the moment he becomes our Father, he also becomes our teacher, and he also gives us teachings in the form of the Satguru. You children know that since he is the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru, he wouldn't be a small child. He is the highest and greatest of all. The Father knows that all of you are his children. According to the drama plan, you called out to him to come and take you to the pure world, but you did not understand anything. You now understand that the Golden Age is called a pure world, and that the Iron Age is called an impure world. You also say, "Come and liberate us from Ravan's jail. Liberate us from all our sorrows and take us back to our land of peace and our land of happiness." Both names are very good, liberation and liberation in life, or the land of peace and the land of happiness. The intellects of no one but you children know where the land of peace is or where the land of happiness is. People are totally senseless. Your aim and objective is to become sensible. Those who are senseless have the aim and objective of becoming as sensible as they, Lakshmi and Narayan, are. They have to teach everyone what the aim and objective here is. It is to become deities from human beings. This is a world of human beings, and that is a world of deities. The Golden Age is a world of deities, and so the Iron Age would surely be a world of human beings. Since we now have to become deities from human beings, we must surely be at the most elevated confluence age. Those are deities, and these are human beings. Deities are sensible. The Father made them sensible. He is the master of the world. Even though he never becomes the master of that world, there is this praise. The unlimited Father is the one who gives unlimited happiness. There is unlimited happiness in the new world, and there is unlimited sorrow in the old world. The picture of those deities is in front of you. There is praise of them. Nowadays, even the five elements are worshipped. The Father explains that you are now at the most elevated confluence age. Each of you also understands, number-wise, according to your efforts, that you have one foot in heaven and the other foot in hell. Although you are living here, your intellects are in the new world. Therefore, you have to remember the one who sends you to the new world. Only by having remembrance of the Father will you become pure. Shiv Baba sits here and explains this. They certainly celebrate the birth of Shiva, but they don't know when he came or what he did when he came. They celebrate the night of Shiva, and they also celebrate the birth of Sri Krishna. They don't use the same words for Shiv Baba as they do for Sri Krishna. Although they say Shivratri, they don't understand the meaning of that. The meaning has been explained to you children. There is unlimited sorrow at the end of the Iron Age, and there is unlimited happiness in the Golden Age. You children have now received this knowledge, and you know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the cycle. Those who studied this a cycle ago will study it now. Whatever effort they made then, they will start to do the same again and claim a status accordingly. The whole cycle is in your intellects. You are the ones who receive the highest status and who then come down accordingly. The Father has explained that the soul of every human being, everyone in the rosary, comes down number-wise. Each actor receives his own part to play, whatever part each one plays at each moment. The Father sits here and explains the drama which is eternally created. You now have to explain to your brothers what the Father explains to you. It is in your intellects that the Father comes and explains to us every 5,000 years, and that we then have to explain this to our brothers. In terms of souls, you are all brothers. The Father says you must now consider yourself to be bodiless souls. Souls have to remember their Father in order to become pure. When souls become pure, they receive pure bodies. When a soul is impure, his jewellery, that is his body, is also impure. Everyone is number-wise. The features and activity of one cannot be the same as another's. Each one plays his own number-wise part. There cannot be the slightest change. In a drama, you would see the same scene tomorrow that you saw yesterday. The same things will be repeated. This is an unlimited drama of yesterday and today. It was explained to you yesterday how you claimed a kingdom and how you then lost that kingdom. Today, you now understand this knowledge in order to claim a kingdom. Today, Bharat is the old hell, and tomorrow it will be a new heaven. Your intellects know that you are now about to go to the new world. You are becoming elevated by following Srimat. Elevated ones would definitely live in an elevated world. Lakshmi and Narayan were elevated, and so they lived in elevated heaven. Those who are corrupt live in hell. You now understand the significance of this. Only when you understand this unlimited drama very clearly will it then sit in your intellects. They celebrate the night of Shiva, but they know nothing about it. Therefore, you children have to be refreshed, and you then have to refresh others. You are now given this knowledge, and you then receive salvation. Father says, I do not enter heaven. My part is to change this world from impure to pure. There you have limitless treasures, whereas here you are bankrupt. This is why you call out to the Father to come and give you the unlimited inheritance. You receive the unlimited inheritance every cycle, and you then also become poverty-stricken every cycle. When you use the pictures to explain, they will be able to understand. Lakshmi and Narayan, who were the foremost deities, became ordinary human beings whilst taking 84 births. You children now have received this knowledge. You know that the original eternal deity religion existed 5,000 years ago. That deity world was also called Vaikunth and Paradise. You would not call Bharat by that name now. It is now the devil world. It is now the confluence of the end of the devil world and the beginning of the deity world. You children now understand these things. You cannot hear these things from the mouth of anyone else. The Father comes and uses the mouth of this one. People do not understand whose mouth he uses. Whom would the Father enter to ride? You souls ride in your own bodies. Shiv Baba doesn't have a chariot of his own. He definitely does need a mouth. Otherwise, how could he teach you Raj Yoga? He wouldn't teach you through inspiration. Therefore, note down all of these points in your hearts. All of the knowledge that is sitting in God's intellect should also sit in your intellects. Your intellects have to imbibe this knowledge. There is a saying, your intellect is all right, is it not? An intellect is in each soul. It is souls that understand with their intellects. Who made your intellects into stone? You now understand what Ravan has turned your intellects into. Yesterday you did not know about this drama. There were Godrej locks on your intellects. The word God is in that. The intellects that are given to you by the Father change into stone intellects. Then the Father comes again and opens the locks. In the Golden Age, everyone has a divine intellect. The Father comes now and benefits everyone. Everyone's intellect opens number-wise. Souls continue to come down here one after another. No one can remain above. No one impure can be there. The Father purifies you and takes you back to the pure world. All of the souls that reside there are pure. That is an incorporeal world. You children now understand everything, so your home seems to be very close to you. You have a lot of love for your home. No one else has as much love for that home as you do. However, you are also number-wise. Those who love the Father also love the home. There are also the specially loved children. You understand that those who make good effort and become specially loved children will claim a high status. It doesn't depend on whether you have an old body or a young one. Those who are clever in this knowledge and yoga are seniors. There are many young children who are clever in this knowledge and yoga, and so they teach the older ones. Otherwise, it is normally the rule for the older ones to teach younger ones. Nowadays, there are also midgets. In fact, all souls are midgets. A soul is just a point. How could you weigh it? It is just a star. On hearing the word star, people look upwards. When you hear the word star, each of you looks at yourself. You are the stars of the earth, whereas those are the stars of the sky. They are non-living, and you are living. Those stars never change, whereas you stars take 84 births. You play such huge parts. Whilst playing your parts, your sparkle becomes dull. Your batteries become discharged. Then, when you souls have become completely dull, the Father comes and explains this knowledge to you in many different ways. The power that you souls had in you has been used up. You now have to fill yourselves with power from the Father. You are now recharging your batteries. Maya creates many obstacles in this. She tries to stop you from recharging your batteries. You are living batteries. You know that you will become Satipratthana by having yoga with the Father. You have now become Tamopratthana. There is such a huge contrast between that limited study and this unlimited study. All souls go up, number-wise. Then they come down at their own time to play their own parts. Each one has received his own imperishable part to play. How many times would you have played your parts of 84 births? How many times would your batteries have been charged and then become discharged? Since you know that your batteries have become discharged, why do you take so long to recharge them? It is because Maya doesn't allow you to recharge your batteries. Maya makes you forget to recharge your batteries. She discharges your batteries again and again. You try to remember the Father, but are unable to do so. Maya will even discharge the batteries of those who have recharged their batteries and have come close to their Satipratthana stage. She has made them make mistakes and quickly discharges their batteries. This will continue to happen until the end. Then, at the end of the war, when everything is finished, each of you will claim a status according to how much your battery has been charged. All souls are children of the Father. The Father comes and inspires all of them to charge their batteries. This play that has been created is so wonderful. Although you try to have yoga with the Father, you move away from him again and again, and so you lose so much. You are inspired to make effort, not to move away. Every cycle you make effort, and then the drama comes to an end. And your parts also come to an end, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The rosary of you souls continues to be made. You children know that there is a rosary of Rudraksh and also a rosary of Vishnu. His rosary would be placed in the first number. The Father makes the world divine. Just as there is a rosary of Rudra, all souls, so there is also a rosary of Runda, of Vishnu. A rosary of Brahmins cannot be made now because changes continue to take place. It will be finalized when the rosary of Rudra is created. There will be a rosary of Brahmins, but that cannot be created yet. In fact, all are the children of Prajapita Brahma. There is a rosary of the children of Shiv Baba and also a rosary of Vishnu. You become Brahmins, and so one rosary is needed for Shiva and one for Brahma. All of this knowledge remains in your intellects number-wise. Everyone listens to this, but it goes out of the ears of some at that very moment. They simply do not hear. Some do not even study. They do not know that God has come to teach them. They do not study at all. You should study this study with so much happiness. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. You have to recharge your battery, that is, your soul, by remaining on the pilgrimage of remembrance until you become Satyabhritan. You must not become careless, through which your battery would become discharged. 2. In order to become a specially loved child, you must love the home as well as the father. You must become intoxicated with this knowledge and yoga. You have to explain to your brothers whatever the father explains to you. Blessing. May you become free from any karmic bondage by making the one father your world and remain attracted to that one. Constantly stay in the experience of belonging to the one father and none other. Simply, one Baba is my world and there is no other attraction, no karmic bondage. Let there be no bondage of your weak sanskars. Those who have some right of mine over anyone can have anger or arrogance, and that too is a karmic bondage. However, when Baba is your world, when you have this awareness, then all mine becomes merged in my Baba, and you easily become free from karmic bondages. Slogan: a great soul is one who has an unlimited attitude and vision. Om Shanti.